Hello, everyone, and welcome in to the Youth Hoops Pod presented by Pro Skills Basketball. This podcast covers a wide range of youth basketball topics, from high school and AAU basketball to college recruiting, NCAA, NBA, overseas basketball, mental health and performance, leadership, and much more. Now let's jump into today's conversation. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome back to the Youth Hoops Pod. Chris Goodrum, National Director here, ready for the conversation. So let's jump on in. Meeting with an OG from my hometown, Tremaine Pride, Pride of the Pines. You can find him on social media. Tremaine played at Pinecrest High School, played at Sandhills Community College. It's a junior college in Pinehurst. Went on to then coach at Pfeiffer University as an assistant coach, head JV coach. Coached at Cox Mill, coached for us here at PSB in Charlotte. Just super excited to have Tremaine on to just talk his experience at the junior college level, recruitment advice for high school athletes, trends that he's noticing, and just all things hoops. Tremaine, what's up, my guy?
What's happening, man? I appreciate you having me on. Good to see you. You know, like I was saying, I always rock with PSB, man. I like what they do, the model of teaching coaches how to coach and players how to play. You know, I think it goes a long way. It's what's missing in the world, and I'm glad you nationally directing across the country. Y'all all over the place now.
Yeah, my man. I appreciate the love. So we're going to jump right in. So you're currently at Sandhills Community College. It's a part of the National Junior College Athletic Association. Coming off a really good year, I think you guys made it to the national championship or –
Yeah, we did. We did. At our level, it's pretty hard. It's only 12 teams get in. We got an at-large bid. So we came in at an eighth seed. So it's pretty fun. Well, nine. But, yeah, we made it in this year. Good year relative to last year. We got to the national championship game. So some perspective, you know, and I'm grateful to be a part of a good program.
Yeah, Coach Apple, tell us a little bit about Coach Apple, because Coach Apple's an OG just in that area.
Yeah. I met Coach Apple my sophomore year. He came down to Pinecrest and took over the program. Yep. And honestly, you know, what he brought in, the level and focus and organization he brought in is a college level type situation. And it propelled me. I got on varsity, you know, I've known since I was 15. He took over here in 2011-12 season after some time at Pinecrest. And actually, before I came here to play, I had walked on at UNC Charlotte. And I was under Bobby Lutz, and they were leaving out. And I'm like, man, what am I going to do? I got this eligibility. And Coach Rob Perrin was like, man, find your JUCO, go play. And Coach Apple took the job here, and I was like, I'm coming. And, you know, I was the old guy on that 2012 team. But, you know, that's kind of when I wanted to get into coaching, you know, coming out here with those younger guys and going to that national championship was really fun and opened my eyes to a lot of what JUCO had to offer.
Love the story. Also love – T, just want to talk through, right? Like, so walk on at UNC Charlotte, right?
Yep.
D1, right? Playing really good basketball, getting a chance to see basketball at a really good level. Man, kind of the rug pulled out from under me. What am I going to do? Mentor someone close to you within your community was like, hey, just go check out a JUCO. Like, What was your initial thought? Because I think there's a misnomer that JUCO's low end. JUCO don't go play. JUCO this, JUCO that. But I don't think a lot of people understand JUCO basketball.
Man, I tell you, Bobby Lutz is kind of ahead of the curve with this transfer portal thing. My teammates on that team in Charlotte, we had four guys coming out of D1 JUCO. And they were guys, man. I mean, dudes like 6'8", hoopers out of Chicago, Florida. So I'm like, man, it's some players that comes from JUCO. And there was some on my wife's girlfriend's side of town, too, that were recruited to D1. So, you know, opened my eyes to the different levels of JUCO and the people that came out of it. You know, I met a lot of guys that they're playing pro. You know, you hear about Jimmy Butler, but guys that made careers as coaching, they came from JUCO. And just knowing you had the opportunity out of high school to build your resume and, you know, get looked at by coaches was huge. So that was that really opened my eyes that there are players at that level that can go all types of spots.
A lot of players use it as a stepping stone. Some players spend their career there, and then some use it as stepping stones, whether it's they're trying to get their grades set or – they're trying to get the experience to then step up. So it's just a good opportunity there. If I'm not mistaken, Ja Morant His first year was at a JUCO, and well, the rest is history with just his plight and his rise and everything.
It's interesting you bring up Josh. So my dad actually played at Murray State, played with Popeye Jones out there, NCAA. He came from Pinecrest. He went to a JUCO in Kentucky, and he was at the JUCO with Latrell Sprewell and some other pro level guys. And you know, back then JUCO, a lot of coaches that could hide guys at a junior college, you know, get them developed, get them ready for college. So they come in ready to go. You didn't really have to, you know, worry about getting the freshman acclimated. Or, you know, like you said, grades to get your body right. It's the option before, you know, the preps now. And honestly, most JUCO is a little bit cheaper because they're community colleges. A lot of guys, one of the worries is eligibility. So you are going to use some eligibility. You come to JUCO, you got 4 years on your clock. College coaches are always coming to JUCOs, practices, games. You know, we don't have the same regulations as far as like quiet periods and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a really good opportunity, I think, and affordable for a lot of guys.
So let's talk through, like, maybe there's a lot of listeners out there that just don't understand kind of that navigation of junior college, you know, you made mention of it. It is a more affordable option. If a player is considering JUCO, whether that's just what they want to do or they want to use it as a stepping stone to get in, what is your GPA requirement? Like, where is that at? Like, so what are you guys looking at from an academic standpoint?
You know, as a coach, you're always looking for students because, you know, you want students at the game. But the thing about junior college, especially at the community college level here in North Carolina, there's no gateway to entry. You just got to get your degree out of high school. So, you know, you apply and you get put in classes depending on your GPA. Lower GPA students tend to get put in like transitional courses to get you ready for that college level.
Yeah.
And, you know, at this level, at the community college level at JUCO, it's really wholesome. Everybody's trying to get you to get to that point. You know, there's when people are touring, we have adults here on campus, you know, looking to get their degree and, you know, change their career course. It's a lot of opportunities, a lot of vocational options here, from welding to at Sandhills, we got an aerospace, a flying degree. So there's no gateway to entry. You want to, just like coming out of high school, you want to look for coaches who have connections to other coaches if that's what you're trying to do.
One, shout out Sandhills. I spent many of youth evenings at Sandhills in like the common area where you go to get food and everything. Because my mom worked full time and then went to school at night at Sandhills to finish her degree. So I spent many a nights at Sandhills running amok. Okay, so you got zero gateway, right? Zero barrier to entry, with the exception of you just have to have your high school degree. For a basketball player, someone who's considering it, what are you talking to their parents about when it comes to the monetary investment, right? Are there any financial considerations, aids, whether whether it's scholarships, academic, athletic, Pell Grants, what's out there for them when they're considering that?
I say, you know, Coach Apple says all the time, you know, this is the most affordable form of higher education you can get. There's levels of JUCO, three levels, just like NCAA. You got Division III, II, and I. One is just like NCAA. They can, a school athletic department can provide tuition, housing, and, you know, all the bells and whistles. It's different in different states. North Carolina doesn't have dorms, so you might get like a, you know, living stipend. D2, they can pay for your housing and or tuition and books, no housing. D3, which we are, we're a D3 level junior college. There's no athletic money scholarship wise. So for us, you know, we're talking about that, you know, $25,000 to $3,000 a semester as far as tuition. If you're a full Pell Grant person, you know, you do your financial aid, FAFSA. If you're full Pell, you're getting money back. $1,600 back, and we actually do that towards your housing. As far as us, guys get apartments. People saying last chance you, that's kind of where we are. You know, guys getting apartments around, coming together, we get the parents together. So, you know, you're investing in yourselves, and we do a good job as far as, you know, we're able to have a full-time staff here. A lot of JUCOs, some don't. You know, we get you geared up, everything like that, meals paid for, travel, you ain't got to worry about all that, you know. So we have a bus and things of that nature. So it's different levels, especially once you go out of state. You know, there's some junior college bigger than four-year schools.
Yep.
So it's a whole world that a lot of players don't really start digging into till their senior year, you know, when Coach K didn't call them.
Yeah.
And they're looking for a place to go.
How are you laying all those options out for those players that you're trying to recruit, right? When you're talking to the families about, hey, here's what's not included. Here's what's through you all. Here's how you go through your Pell Grant and FAFSA and all of that. Yeah. And here's like how we're going to do you help locating apartments and stuff, or, you know, and like, how does that work? Because you're bringing kids in from outside of, you know, just that Pinehurst, you know, that Moore County area.
Yep. So for us, you know, we're very honest with them, let them know what's going on. The school has a lot of resources. So, you know, our school has a page for apartments and things of that nature that we refer to, because we have a nursing program and people are coming in to get different types of degrees. So, you know, you use your school for that. And at this point, you know, we got a network of guys that's been here that's staying at different apartments we can refer them to like that. So that's how we lay that out. If a guy's interested in coming to Sand Hills, they want to commit, I want to come today, you know, we'll tell them we would be glad to have you. We want you to apply for your FAFSA. We want you to apply to Sand Hills, which is free. Put Sand Hills on there with the list of other schools. And so you can make an informed decision about how much it's going to cost you. Because, you know, a lot of guys might want to come and they just can't get that apartment. They just can't, you know, get to those hurdles. We want to make sure it's all laid out. So we do a lot of work early, man, a lot of work early, kind of like from my D1 experience. You know, I want to try to get guys here by that second summer session. You know, I want you to know if you can be here by June, if you can. So that way we'll know you're in here and get it all laid out for you. And, you know, if a scholarship does come, go get it. You know, I want you to go get that scholarship. I found you first. But that's kind of how we lay it out to them.
Yeah. So now let's kind of pivot over to the athlete. What are you guys? So when, you know, you got you and your coaching staff with Coach Apple sit down, you're at the conference room table, you're divvying out all the potential prospects or, you know, the interest that comes in to you guys and then everyone that you're kind of interested in. Yep. What are you talking about as far as a player profile?
So we're looking for college level players. You know, we play really fast. So we're looking for athletes that can go up and down, thinkers. We have a 5-out motion offense that you read out of. We're looking for high character guys because it's hard, man. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. It's college. You still got a time management. You still got workouts 2-3 times a day, most of the week, most of this year, you know. So we're looking for those type guys. We got a lot of relationship with coaches that reach out to us and kind of know the type of player we want. You know, we look for dogs, man. We put up 100-some points a game. We always top 5 in assists. We guard full. So we're looking for those type players, and we're looking for those players that can get to the next level. You know, we're looking for the same people that UNC Pembroke is looking for. We're looking for the same people that Carolina's looking for. So we're looking for those same type of guys.
Yeah. So T, for our listeners, let's define dog, right? Like you and I being around the court, I think we have a general knowledge of what we mean by dog. Like we're looking for a dog. What are those non-negotiables? What are those intangibles when it comes to characteristics when you think of a dog?
A lot of cliches about the thumb, but you got to have a motor. You know, no motor, no motion, man. You have to want to play hard all the time, nonstop. We look for gym rats. I got guys calling me every day. You at the gym? Is it open? Can I get in there? They on the shooting gun. Those type of guys. Those are dogs. People who, you know, just love to compete and play hard. And they got to, you know, kind of take old school coaching. You know, I tell guys all the time, you know, when you get recruited, because I've been at this level before as far as getting guys recruited, because so I'm still in the middle, you know, coach is going to be sweet to you. But when you get there, you're going to got to be able to handle this type of coaching and what's coming. I was a walk-on, and I remember Bobby Loops yelling at me. I'm like, he don't even know who I am. Why am I getting, you know? So getting those type of guys, but motor, gym rats, and students of the game. You know, I like guys who like to watch full games, you know, watch college ball. You know, it's a highlight culture. You know, even some of my guys that are here really well, you know, I'm teaching them how to watch full games and things of that nature. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm saying dog.
Yeah, love it. So when you're going out to gyms, right, because, you know, tournament season for travel ball is upon us, what are you looking for all of our guys, you know, that are listening, that are about to embark on travel ball season, AAU, and then go into whether it's their sophomore seasons of high school, junior seasons, senior seasons? What are you noticing when you walk into a gym? Like, what are those things? And let me preface this, because I had a really good call with Josh Merkel Tuesday night at Randolph-Macon. And he said something that I hope kids listen to. He was like, listen, I'm not even paying attention to how much you're scoring. I'm not even paying attention to if you're winning. I'm paying attention to these things first and foremost. So as you walk into a gym for these high school students listening, what are you looking for?
Yeah, to that point, to build on it, you know, a coach knows how many points you score. It's called a stat sheet. They know what your record is. They can look that up. If I'm coming to see you in person, I want to see how you react to your coach when he's, you know, coaching you. How are you reacting to the crowd? You know, how are your parents acting, really? I mean, especially in these
events. Hey, can you say that again?
How are your parents acting? How are your people, your manager, whoever you hanging with, how are they acting? Because they're going to be in my gym, around my donors, around, you know, my program. So, you know, to me, my players are an extension of us. They're like our children. So you want somebody who's going to represent you well, how you handle adversity, you know, how you over there. Are you throwing trash on the ground, you know, things like that? We understand kids are going to be kids, but, you know, we're looking for the exceptional ones too. So, you know, if you're going to stand out for something different. You know, everybody got pajama pants, you might have on actual sweatpants. I'm taking note of that. So that's what we look for, the intangibles, man. I always tell guys, because at the JUCO level, I want guys to get recruited too. And, you know, that I tell them how you do anything, how you do everything, but impress the coach, not your followers. Because the coach is giving you that scholarship. So do the things coach wanna see.
Do you guys pay attention to social media? Do you do a deep dive on? Yeah. So talk a little bit about that.
Have to, man. You know, I did 8 years of corporate, so I got all the corporate training and stuff, and you know that. You know, you're representing a brand and a company. So I've sent the DMs to guys and like, hey, take this down. Can't have that. And when I'm looking at players, I'm digging into that too, because you can't just cut that off, you know, especially if you want to get recruited. So I'm looking at that, because at the end of the day, you know, it's a business. College is a business, and I'm bringing you in here to represent my business, who people donate money to that funds this thing. And, you know, if I want to get you to the next level and refer you to another coach, you know, how you represent yourself and everything pays their bills, feeds their family. So, you know, it's very important how you represent yourself out here. And then now you got money on the line of NIL deal. JUCO can get NIL too. So how you represent yourself and what your followers look like, I'm trying to help you get a bag per se. I can't have you out there acting crazy on the internet.
Yeah. You said something that I just want to lift up even more and then ask kind of what historically has happened at Sandhills, because I'm sure it's, you know, other junior colleges are in the same boat. But you said, hey, I want to help you go somewhere else, right? Like, if we acknowledge that you are a college level player, recruitable higher than the junior college level, we're going to do everything we can to help you in that. It's just not like we're going to bottle you up and keep you at Sandhills.
Exactly.
Which I think is a powerful thing for players to hear. Like, that's not the end of your journey, right? Like, that is the beginning potentially of your journey. What is kind of your track record? Like, where are some kids now that have maybe started at Sandhills that are now at other schools?
So we've had like two guys go D1 legitimately, but it was just kind of walk-on situation. We got a lot of D2 guys that's had successful careers. I got like two or three overseas right now, some NAIA schools. Thing about Sandhills, we get a lot of interest outside of North Carolina because we usually play at a national level towards the end of the year. So we get a lot of interest outside the state. So that's where a lot of our guys have been going. And like you said, you know, I always tell them, I don't want you to get comfortable here. We're a really good program. So a lot of times people get here and like, man, I made it. And I'm like, no, you didn't. This is you just getting started. You know, you got to keep that hunger. That's that dog. You know, we want someone hungry. I want you to come in with a list of schools in mind. And I also understand it's junior college. So there's some things you might not have checked to get to that level. The portal and transfers have helped some of those guys come down because they should be there. But, you know, it's a reason you had a JUCO, especially the D3. So there's something there we're going to work on while you're here to get that hurdle, whether it's grades, your social media, your behavior, you know, professional development, things of that nature. So that's what we're here to do.
Yeah. It's important for players and parents to hear that, right? Like, it's not like, hey, I'm in a junior college. I guess this is it. I mean, if that's where you want to be, great. Love it. Own it. Bloom yeah. where you're planted. But if you want to get somewhere else, make sure you're at a junior college that has that a part of their culture. Is
yeah,
hey,
exactly, you, man.
Right? So I just think that's incredible, and I just wanted to lift that up so the listeners take note in that. So what would your advice be, whether it's for the 15-year-old kid that's you know experiencing his first kind of 15U season at the travel ball? What would be your advice to that player who maybe just finished his first freshman year as a JV player, freshman player, maybe sat varsity bench. Let's just go through the age groups. What's your advice to the 15-year-old player?
Play hard, man. Play hard and show what you've worked on in those games and show you're a good teammate. You know, I feel like a lot of times people get caught up in just the weekend and not the week. When at that age, so you know, get your work in. You know, if it's a gym open, your high school coach got something going on, get in there, work out, and go to the park. God, that's yeah. what. Go to the park.
Go to the park.
Play basketball. Go to the park, especially yeah. that age.
I remember you say go to the park, man. Southern Pines Police used to have to kick us out of the park
yeah,
late at night.
Pines, yeah, man.
that's fantastic. What about so all of that add? What about for the 16U player, guy that's a you know finished his freshman sophomore year, doing 16U, about to step in to an upperclassman role, junior at the high school level? What's your advice for them?
My advice for them is, you know, start seeking out those older groups. You know, those guys that's coming in, college guys, workout stuff like that. Get in there with them, man. Coach asks you to come to a workout or something like that. Go. Apply everywhere. It might be the next. We might be at the next level when we start applying for schools. But start honing in and focusing on your goals. Write them down. SMART goals. Get real specific, measurable, actionable goals around that age. Start looking at your peers because y'all all are going for those spots at that age.
Yeah. Even when you say start looking at your peers, start paying attention to who's pulling you back, right? Like now's the time to start pruning. And it's okay, right? Like every friendship has a season. And if you got a friend that's going to keep you from your ultimate goal, hey, yep. I love you, my guy, but this is the end.
Yeah, man, work on that discernment because it is, you know, me and my wife's a coach. So we was talking about, you know, helping versus a hindrance. A lot of times people are trying to think they're helping you and they're hindering you. And you got to learn the difference, you know, what's your ultimate goal? So they might want to go party and you know you got to work out.
Yep, yep.
What worked out in?
What about now the 17U kid about to step into a senior year? Like that's a little bit different now.
Yes, that's when you really want to start. Like I said, writing it down, getting focused. You know, getting to those elite camps, getting seen by coaches that you're interested in. You know, looking at your grades and qualifications. You know, you want to get that with two Englishes, a math and a science. You know. You know, that's what you want to start looking at. What are the goals, the actual goals to get to where you're trying to go? Start visiting those places. You know, get to a college game if you can. Stand next to that D1 player on that court and see, feel that difference. Get it on that court. You know, I was at Charlotte. We had spring workouts. High school guys come in, like, around that age, junior year, senior year, and they're like, oh, yeah. Usually they get invited because they have an opportunity, but it's like, right. Oh, yeah. You know, Charlotte's a D1 mid-major, you know, and it's like, dang, it's different.
That's
so
right.
Start to get that feeling.
Right. So normally do this, T, on the back half of the podcast. Just want to give you a soapbox moment. You got 30 seconds. You got a minute. Shout out from the mountaintop to all the parents and players that are out there. Like, what's your PSA? What do you want to get off your chest? Anything that's on your heart, on your chest, as it relates to these young athletes and parents?
You know, I got a lot, man. I'll be on the internet.
Yeah.
But, you know, stop playing zone defense at the elementary age.
I'm with it.
You know, work hard, man. Get out there. PSB is great. PSB is great. I'm going to shout y'all out, man. I really love y'all program and how you do it. You know, you got good coaches around. Get around people that's made it to where you're trying to get to. Talk to them who's in it and doing it. If you have the opportunity, you're blessed to be around that. Soak up as much knowledge as you can and always be a student of the game. You know, you always got something to learn. I know we got these devices in our hands where all this information is there, but just because it's there, that don't mean you're reading it and learning it. Soak it in, study the game. You know, come to Pinehurst Golf, check out Sand Hills.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Well, Tremaine, Pride of the Pines, my man. It's a pleasure. You know, I haven't been home in a minute, to be honest with you.
Yeah, come see me, man.
I do. But I appreciate just your voice. I appreciate what you're doing down in Sand Hills. If there's anything I can do to help, please let me know. Wish you nothing but the best to you and your family. Much love, my man. Thank you for joining us.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Bye. All right, guys, that's it for the Youth Hoops Pod. Appreciate everyone listening. Until next time, leave it all on the court.
Thank you for listening to today's conversation. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave us a 5-star review and subscribe so that you can stay tuned to future episodes. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at ProSkills Basketball on Instagram and Facebook and at ProSkills B-Ball on Twitter. And if you'd like to find out more information about our teams, camps, clinics, or virtual basketball, check out our website at www.proskillsbasketball.com. We'll see you soon.